Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
worst days of my life. An absolute disaster for us.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by Father a Dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening acryl calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as a straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
A couple hours ago, I was informed by my attorney that there is a warrant out for my arrest with allegations involving January 6th. I will have to turn myself in Monday morning.
The DOJ, the Biden administration, announced is charging a host at InfoWars, a man called Owen Schroyer, with several federal crimes, including, quote, entering a restricted area on January 6th. Well, that sounds bad. What did Owen Schroyer do? He didn't go inside the Capitol building on January 6th. He stood on the Capitol steps with hundreds of other people.
Enrique Tarrio pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor charges, including the burning of a Black Lives Matter banner.
As for those text messages, the January 6th committee is now planning to subpoena them as it looks into Jones's role in the Capitol attack.
The American people are not buying the whole fraud that January 6th was the new Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11, all these preposterous, asinine things that were said and done.
I mean, January 6th was a false flag. Everybody knows it at this point, from Ray Epps to the pipe bomber. I mean, it's obvious. It's all coming out. It's all being exposed. We're not going to be the ones on trial anymore. No, globalists, we're coming after you. Nuremberg 2.0 begins now.
Wolverines!
Ladies and gentlemen, I am in the amazing studios of an incredible individual, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. I have known this guy for over 15 years, known him personally for about 10 or so, and have been a big follower of his work. Always people, he's my preacher, and I just love the work he does and then the lives he changes and the hundreds of churches that he's established across the world. Some where he's the only benefactor of it through his great ministry and his great supporters. His complex is so incredible, and I love about it is it's not like a mega church. It's only open 2 or 3 days a week. I've been here since Tuesday, and I've been, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and it's 7 o'clock in the morning. There's just prayer meetings and TV programs and people just everywhere, and missionaries going off and preachers coming in and just ministering. It's so powerful here at the River Church in Tampa. Folks, you need to come from all over. He just made the announcement. He just told me about it last night. He wants me to come Sunday, obviously for the main service that starts at 9:30. And they've got a big area for 10,000 if they need it out there. Sometimes they get that. Then they have another great area. It's about 3,000 inside. That's amazing. And another smaller for about 500. He's got me Sunday night set up there for an evening with Alex at the River Church in Tampa. It's free, great security, plenty of parking. You got to see this complex. If you're as far away as Louisiana, you should, or Mississippi or Georgia, you should, or Alabama, or anywhere in Florida. There's no excuses. We're 4 hours away by car from Miami, an hour by flight. Everybody should really come see this church. But regardless, it'll be online at revival.com and on the satellite and other systems coming up this Sunday night. But don't just tune in at 7 o'clock Eastern on Sunday night. Tune in before for the services and so much more. Pastor Howard, I love you and I appreciate you.
Alex, if you had told me all the years ago that you'd be sitting here in our studio, I'd have said impossible. It looked like a great gulf between us. But, you know, as I've always told people, you're the tip of the spear and came out years ago revealing to everybody what now is common knowledge worldwide. And, I mean, no matter where you go in Europe, Africa, people watch you. And you're the one that's really sparked an awakening for people to understand what the deep state is and what they're actually doing and what their plans are. And so we salute you.
Well, you too. In fact, I have a clip, because I know you've written books on this, you've talked about it, but I have a clip from you in the 90s we're going to get in a few minutes to play. I forgot to send it to them until just right now. Oh, they have it now. Where you talked about the Great Awakening, the next Great Awakening. Now, we know there's scientific terms for this. They're called Great Turnings. We're going into a fourth turning right now. It's been scientifically, historically proven, not just spiritually proven, but the Bible talks a lot about it as well. There's a time to reap, a time to sow. A time to live, a time to die. There's cycles in everything, but you had it by the Holy Spirit that's so strong with you and your church. I can feel it. I just feel so calm and like I'm just energized here at the same time. I don't feel the darkness I feel, quite frankly, in my hometown, Austin, and where my family's from. It's really been taken over by darkness. You can feel it there when you enter the city, the spirit that's over it. But right here, I feel a bubble of just the Holy Spirit. It feels so good. In fact, it makes me, I've been telling people I'm going to move out of Austin, and I'm going to keep the crew there. We're going to try to phase that over, but I'm going to move to Sarasota or Tampa, and I'm going to evacuate Texas in the near future. So I'm going to be moving here, brother. I'm going to go ahead and make that announcement now, and that's just the way it is. So got to be around good people. And Texas is still good outside the cities, but all the cities have fallen to communists and George Soros people. I mean, you can't live there. They'll just came out in the Washington Post, 20-page article,
that the feds have been trying to indict me for 2.5 years for January 6th, even though I know I'm innocent. The head of the Justice Department had to tell them no because it would just make them look too bad. And so that's how serious this is. And so when you live in a jurisdiction run by these people, they can throw you under the jail. And Austin is run by George Soros. All the judges are George Soros now. Every one of them is a George Soros paid for woman. Nothing against women as judges, but they're all literal green and purple haired judges. No more men, and they just laugh at free. It's totally criminal. So I love Austin, but I want to say it's fallen. And I'm probably going to have some operations somewhere near Austin, maybe Georgetown that's red, where I am, and then part of the time here in Florida, because I've got to get near all the stuff that's happening and going on. Roger Stone's so excited. He's getting ready to move here. And I've had a lot of other big, you know, conservatives that live here. Tucker lives about an hour and a half south of here, all encourage me to move here. So when you got Tucker Carlson and Rodney Howard Brown and Roger Stone, everybody else telling you to move here, you got to do it. I'm ranting. You're my guest this hour. My goodness, with the energy in here. So, Pastor, I'm going to shut up now. But tell us about, because the Q folks who we love to death, they say if we talk about the Great Awakening, we're stealing it from them. Or we talk about FEMA camps, that's Q, or Bilderberg.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Going there, I see a guy going, I hope you go bankrupt. I hope your paychecks bounce, Adon Salazar, for your horrible boss, or whatever it said. So I go, I'm going to go read this guy's profile. So I go read his profile. He's got like a couple hundred followers, and he can't get work. He's a leftist writer. He's all bummed out, and he's wishing all these horrible things on conservatives and Christians and saying we're all frauds and all this. And then I read, my 40-year-old wife just collapsed with a massive stroke. Please go fund me for her. And then I went and read deeper, and I said, when I read deeper, in the last few months, he's going to be attacking anti-vaxxers and saying how much he loves the shots. What do you think I found? And then I found him saying, so his wife has had a stroke. You know she's taking it. But I want to actually reach out to him. Like, he told me the story about the watch guy he woke up. It laid on my heart. I want to reach out to that guy, maybe try to donate some to help his wife, and see if she took the shot. But imagine if she did, which I think they did. They're big proponents for it. How blind he is. Yeah, and he's in the comments. He's like N. Jay Sullivan. And so he's wishing all these horrible things. And then you go read about him, and his wife's fighting for her life. She's had a horrible, devastating stroke. She's young. But go there. Go to his page, N. Jay Sullivan, and then look at his GoFundMe. It's right at the top for his wife. Now, she's literally got pink hair. Nothing against that, but it's just like they don't have jobs. They're leftists. I think they live on the West Coast. And they're being totally cursed by the system. But he's down there hoping bad things against us. And then the system, I believe, will probably turn out his wife. I mean, look at this. This is so sad. But that's just a microcosm of what you were saying.
Totally. And your heart actually breaks because they, even today, somebody was going off to me on Twitter because what they were saying was that the governor pardoned me. Well, Governor DeSantis did not pardon me. He pardoned people in generally, but no one in particular in 2021. I was arrested in March of 2020. The city dropped charges when he made churches central service. That's all. I've never received a letter from the governor. I've never received a phone call, and I don't need a phone call. I voted for him for governor. I'm not voting for him for president. Are you with me? It's a big difference. So I believe
they're trying to attach you like it's some political pro quo.
But I believe Ron DeSantis should be governor for another 4 years till he's 2028. But anyway, that's another story. So they were trying to say here, Rodney M. Brown was pardoned by Governor DeSantis. I was not. So now you get in an argument with the guy. The guy starts arguing with me, well, you didn't shut the church down. We didn't know in March of 2020 what the virus was doing. I said, we did know. He said, you're making it up. You didn't know. I actually did know. I knew about the lockdowns in 2005. But so you can't.
That's right. You've done whole sermons on it.
Yeah. So you can't get in an argument with people.
You warn people about lockdowns all that previous time.
Yeah. So I try to tell him, bro, please. I've been in 88 countries, 43 years. I know what I'm talking about. I said, I know more than you do. So then, of course, he doesn't. They've got to call me names. It becomes this whole big thing. But so you get these people who just think you just make stuff up. We're not making stuff up. This stuff is real. And, you know, even with the killing of Uncle Sam, which if you go to my Wikipedia page, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I just make this stuff up. But there's 1,000 footnotes. So I challenge people, go through the footnotes, find one mistake factually, and I'll get up and repent.
Instead of reading them, they're called Conspiracy or Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, written from their perspective, or Brzezinski's books, which I've read them all. You can read, and his book is thick, but it's a fast read. You read, this is the one book, I would say the Bible, of the real history of Cecil Rhodes, the New World Order, how the modern groups work, how they took over.
And they didn't get it through InfoWars.
It's an incredible book.
No. No, so the people think we're making this stuff up. Why would we make anything up? Why? What? For what?
Well, they see the videos of me in 2012 saying they're going to lock you down, make you wear masks, no more sports games, and forcibly inject you. And they see, they go, this must be fake, or this must be a deep fake. Jones couldn't know this much. Or they go, oh, he's a Fed. No, the Rockefeller Foundation and the UN planned it in 2011, made it policy in 12, and Bush thought about doing it. You learned previously, 2005, you got the public documents where they were planning the exact same lockdown.
Totally. So why would we risk our whole life and reputation for nonsense? I mean, we've vetted everything. We checked everything from every angle. Plus, when you travel to 88 countries, you see the exact same thing. It's just got different. It's not Republican, Democrat. It's not, Biden or Trump.
You see the globalists in charge. Let's play this short 3-minute clip. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who you'll hear this Sunday. If you go to revival.com, I'll be here. I'll be part of the nighttime event as well. It's called an evening with Alex Jones, taking your questions. We'll be speaking. But here's a clip of Rodney Howard Brown stealing from Q the Great Awakening. Plagiarist. Here he is.
City for God. You're going to take your county for God. You're going to take your state for God. You're going to take your nation for God.
God has called us to go into the cities of this nation and to have crusades. God's not finished with America. I've got good news for you. God's not finished with this man.
You mean what we've had already? No, this is just preparatory. This is just preparation.
We have got to have an awakening in this land. We have to have it. If you've been touched by the fire of revival in the past 9 years, I give you a charge by the Holy Ghost to make this cause your cause and to look at the overall picture of these 50 states being shaken by the power of revival and the move of the Spirit of God. You and I have been brought into the kingdom of God for such a time as this, with a divine purpose and a divine plan, a revival and move of God that will shake this nation. God has a plan and a purpose for the United States of America. God is going to visit this land with a great awakening that is going to shake America to the very foundation and to the very core. We've got to have him back in our courts. We've got to have him back in our nation. We've got to have him in America.
The Lord promised us a great awakening in America. From the White House to every house. Washington, D.C. will tremble under the mighty hand of God. New York City will tremble in the mighty hand of God. Los Angeles will tremble in the mighty hand of God. We believe in God ultimately to take this whole nation. In 2007, my God, you think of God went to heaven. In 2008, it'll seem like we're right at the gate. I'm telling you, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. This next wave of God will hit the marketplace. It's gonna hit Wall Street. It's gonna hit the Congress. It's gonna hit the Senate. I see hospitals being emptied. I see deaf schools being emptied. I see blind schools being emptied. I see mental institutions being emptied with those being held captive. I see railroad stations jammed with people as trains coming into town carrying those full of the glory of God. I see airports jammed, traffic jams, whole cities shut down by the glory of God. What we're about to see is something bigger. This is a great, it's called the Great Awakening.
And they know it's come. That's why they tried to lock the churches down, and that's why you were the first preacher to be arrested for refusing to stay locked down.
Because the only hope is a spiritual awakening when people come back to God. If you look at the foundation of America, that first great awakening that took place in the 1700s, that actually caused the 13 colonies
yes,
to
sir.
Really become one nation.
We're going to go to break, sir. Stay with us.
Best-selling
brain nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is hosting us here on the Alex Jones Show today. He got cut off by the break. Please continue, Pastor.
All right, so in the book of Jeremiah, and this is what people don't understand, because they want you, or if you're Christian or the church, you got to be quiet. You shut up. They want you to just shut up. But in Jeremiah chapter 1, then the word of the Lord came into verse 4. came into me saying, before I formed in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, I set you apart, and ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Then I said, our Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. But the Lord said to me, say not I'm a child, for you shall go to all that I send you, and whatsoever I command you, you will speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand, touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I set this day you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, build and plant. So if you talk to a lot of spiritual leaders, everything's about building and planting, but you've got to root out, pull down, destroy, throw down. So if you plant a garden, you can't just put seed there. You have to go in, you have to root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, whatever's in the way, and then cultivate everything and get it ready.
And that's what the Satanists are trying to do to us with their Build Back Better, Great Reset, is they want to pull us up and plant their crop.
Basically, and that's what they're doing. So what they're doing is they're getting the kids in the first 7 years, and they're indoctrinating them. That's what they're doing with the whole thing of the gender, messing up the whole thing where kids don't even know what they are. Because if you can get a child in the first 7 years, you have them. And so they're corrupting our teenagers. And basically from daycare to university, by the time a kid's 23 coming out of university, the parents can't even connect with them. They don't even know who these kids are because they basically took them and indoctrinated them away from God's purpose and plan for their life.
Amazing.
So God's got a plan. You know, I tell everybody watching here today, God has a plan for each and every person's life. It's just they've never found it out because they never consulted him. Even though the hand of God's actually been on their life for many years, God's protected them from calamity, times that he warned them, don't go there, whatever.
The last time you were on with me and I was testifying about, and again, I'm not a preacher. I mean, God's always had his hand on me. I experienced what you're talking about here. And then it was always like this mission and these things you're not supposed to do, you're supposed to do that. And basically being pushed into it. And then basically after I've been on there a few years, I had this big, intense moment of seeing the future and what I was going to do, and I could feel the presence. It was frightening, really. It was like, whoa, this is like, well, I'm okay. And the air is like crackling sitting there. I'm just in a restaurant for doing my show on Access TV for a few hours, eating them at like 9 o'clock. They were kind of closing it down, mopping and stuff. I felt this presence and like, you're going to do this. You're going to have this effect. I'm going to tell you what to do. And then I was always a Christian and loved God, but it was still kind of, I got a little bit worldly and God was this little thing off the side. And it was like, no, this is the main thing. And then as I've gone on for the next 25 years or so, it's gotten more intense now. And people say, man, this guy's like preaching talking about God constantly. Well, look at the Satanism everywhere. But it's not like I'm even intellectually thinking it's about God. I can't stop talking about God because it's everywhere.
Here's the thing. So they say there's no God. Then why are you worshiping the other one?
Well, we're making the state God in all of this.
Yeah, but they say there is no God, but why they worship Lucifer?
Well, exactly.
So if there is no
God, why does the head leftist say, I dedicate this book, Saul Alinsky, to Lucifer? And the left will say, oh, you know, the church is Satan and all those groups, the temple is Satan. They go, oh, we're just having fun to upset Christians. No, it's come out they're really Satanists.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a fact. But where do they get the idea, even off Satan or Lucifer? The Bible already speaks of all these things. It's the same book that they reject. So even Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Remember when the disciples came to him and they were rejoicing over the fact that devils were subject through the name of Jesus. So Jesus said, don't rejoice over the fact that devils are subject through my name. Rejoice over the fact that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So people don't realize Lucifer was actually part of what God was doing. He led worship in heaven. He had pipes and tablets. The wind of God would blow. He would lead worship. But he got arrogant. And in his arrogance, he lifted himself up in pride and said, I will exalt myself above the throne of God. And basically, when God threw him out of heaven, he took a third of the angels with him. So you think about this whole battle that took place back then, even, you know, where we feel that it took place actually before Genesis 1, between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. Because it even says God created heaven and earth, and the earth was not without form and void. What there is was without form and void, but and darkness upon the face of the deep. So if you look at verse 1, verse 2, something happened between the two, because if you read in Jeremiah, it says God doesn't make anything without form or void. So something happened. It was like, and so obviously, the Bible even speaks about a pre-Adamic race, Because when God spoke to him in the garden, he said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. You can't replenish.
Exactly. And Christ said, I have many flocks and all that. And so expanding on that, is it basically like we hear at the end of Revelation, after 1,000 years, Satan's let out, and then God rolls up the universe as a scroll? You're saying that might have happened before.
In the sense where God just took everything and threw it in the corner. Yes. And then he created man in his own image. So, I mean, there's fallen angels, there's also disembodied spirits, which obviously are held in chains.
And that's so powerful, and that's right there in the Bible.
Yeah, so a disembodied spirit seeks to indwell men, and they're very familiar with men because they once inhabited man. So that's why if you go around and you meet witch doctors and you actually talk to them under the demonic power, they say, I've been here, I'm an ancient spirit of whatever, and I possess this one or whatever. Because when a person dies, the spirit leaves them and goes and finds another host. So in other words, let's say, and we see that happen with children, and their parent, let's say a father who was tormented most of his life with demonic presence and anger, and the child's sitting at the deathbed, but he's not full of the Holy Spirit, but he's sympathetic to his father. It's like that the father dies, the spirit comes out of the father, goes right at the kid. Then you watch the kid taking on the traits of the father. You go, oh my God, how did that happen? It really was the same spirit that tormented the father is now tormenting the son.
And then that's what the spirit guide stuff. People get so convinced because it's like it knows all these things have been around. Well, wow. And so I know that's in the Bible, but you're the expert. Tell us more about that there are these disembodied spirits, not just demons.
Yeah, so I mean, even when Saul went to consult a medium, mm-hmm. you know, in which you know what happened to him.
And
I mean,
a lot of preachers say there's not ghosts, but then it's right there.
Yeah, they are.
What book is that in, David?
No, it's throughout the scripture. Yeah. I mean, there's several places throughout. You can read in Kings and Chronicles. Even Isaiah talks about it. Jeremiah speaks mm-hmm. about it. So the bottom line is you're up against this whole demonic realm of which the disciples...
So you're saying bad people can still be around as a spirit, not until they're put in the lake of fire.
It's not their spirit. Their spirit is incarcerated. It's the demon that was controlling the person.
Oh.
That's familiar with the person.
Oh, so it's like AI. It's got a copy of you. It can fool people.
No, it's not a copy. It's the spirit that controlled Hitler when Hitler died. That spirit, that demon...
Oh, I got it. So that's why the Bible says there's many antichrists.
Yeah, because they look for another person to indwell.
Now I understand.
Okay, so basically, that's why Christians have to walk in forgiveness. If you walk in unforgiveness, you can actually open yourself to a demonic spirit that will come in and torment you. So that's why we got to close every door. We as Christians can't play games. You can't play in the devil's territory and then fight him. You have to close all the doors. And the only thing we got to realize, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
And I told you about some prominent people I know off record who were agnostics, you know, raised Christian, but weren't really sure it was real. They got demonically attacked, and now it's made them, you know, and then only the word of Jesus and you know, protected them. That really got their attention. And I was asking you, why would the devil attack somebody when they were already not really aware of it and waking him up. And you said, well, that's because that person and those people were doing good. So I guess the devil thought he would, like, scare him into submission? Or?
Basically, you know, because I think what the devil can see is a calling of God on a person's life. So he realizes, I better stop this person before he actually finds out the truth. But he always overplays his hand. So the bottom line is, you know, that's why Jesus said, I give you power and authority in my name to lay hands on the sick and cast out devils, which in many cases people don't even believe in that anymore. So the devil comes in and he grabs a hold of people and then he drives them.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Christ, for by grace you are saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are in his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And it goes on.
Well, I have a question about predestination. Is that saying certain people are, or everybody is, but you have the free will to choose whether you want to follow God's path?
God is predestined that everyone should get saved, but they get a free will to choose. Because if we said that God has only chosen certain people, then why would we even preach the gospel?
I agree. So,
you know what I mean? I mean, it's just like, look, you are damned.
Sure, because that never makes sense. I mean, I get the predestination, but it's like he has a plan for you. You got to accept it. It's like a military person gets a commission from Congress, they can resign it.
Totally. Yeah. Because he never forces, like even he gave Adam and Eve free choice, and they chose. See? He said, don't eat of all the trees you can eat, but don't eat of this tree.
So what is the ultimate sin? Because the devil always tries to trick you like it's a contract and then tells Faust and the archetype that he can't ever revoke it and repent. But then we have the two, you know, people beside Christ on the cross. One accepts it, the other doesn't. I mean, so we're showed that like, right to the last minute you can do it, or when does it go too far? Like, I mean, could a Bill Gates, who's obviously demon-possessed.
Yeah, anybody could get saved. So I remember the night they were executing Saddam Hussein. Because one of my congregation called me on my phone. It was like 11:15 on a Sunday night. I was driving home. And the lady said to me, Pastor, if Saddam cried out to Jesus, would the Lord save him? And I actually began to weep. I said, yes, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So can people, now people say, oh, that's terrible, you should go to hell. But we would condemn everybody to hell. But the way God is, as long as people are alive and breathing, if they would call on the name of the Lord, they will be saved. That's the grace of God.
And so why was David a man after God's own heart when he did a lot of bad things? Was it because he legitimately repented and God knew that?
Yeah, because that's the way he was. He started off as a worshiper, and he became king, and then became distracted with his kingship and forgot to worship God. And that's when the door opened for his demise, you know. But he did repent and call out to the Lord.
So the answer is, we all of us have to constantly be repenting to make sure we're not swaying back over there.
Well, but then also put guards up around and be accountable. You know, have friends who say, hey, you're not doing that. Come on, we're not going there or whatever. So I tell people, you've got to hang with strong people, and then we've got to be accountable, you know.
Well, let's talk about the Great Awakening, because you've been saying that's coming for 25, 30 years, or 30 years. So let's expand on that. Young people in all the polls are like 75% anti-abortion now. 30 years ago, they were 75% for it. All the numbers show that in young people, the biggest numbers are becoming conservative and Christian. There is a revival, but the media is trying to block that understanding. I think that's why they shut down the churches, not just here, but around the world, trying to break the back of a big awakening that they realize is here and is about to explode. I mean, obviously the Great Awakening is here, but how would you describe it on its timeline? I mean, what's your intellectual view on that? And spiritually, what's the Holy Ghost telling you?
Well, I think my wife actually she talks about this. You know, we watch, like if you watch the kids of the generation of Woodstock, it's like those kids are rebelling against their parents. They don't want that. So it's almost like they're coming back in some ways conservative, because it's like a counterculture. And it's the same way with the people that have not been serving God. And I think the lockdowns of 2020, 2021 was actually the dumbest thing the devil could do, because people were
It's a repeat of the devil can't help but attack, but he is an omnipresent, so he's too arrogant to think that is going to backfire, which it did. It was meant to break the church instead of making it bigger.
Everybody started searching. They were always searching. And because the only thing you could access was your phone. Remember, that's why they wanted to shut the internet down. Remember, they were talking about pulling the plug on the internet, because they didn't want information.
Well, now they're saying because the cyber attackers are going to use it. So when the power grid starts having problems, we got to kick everybody off the web for a few months so they can just brainwash us via mainstream news. I don't see that working either. I don't see how they put the genie back in the bottle. And that's why the devil's going to get outright more authoritarian.
Well, what I feel that they overshot themselves. So basically, because all of these guys, Soros, and they're all getting so old now, mm-hmm. they want to see it happen in their lifetime, even the Clintons. They want everything to happen in their lifetime. But God is the one that actually says where the end is, not them. The devil is not the one that dictates when things are going to happen. God is the one that dictates when things are going to happen. So basically, otherwise you and I wouldn't be sitting here in this
day. Evil is not all-powerful, and when we stand with God, in the name of Jesus Christ, His Son, we have the authority. And you know, that's a dream I have. And I've had a lot of dreams that come true. And sometimes it would be the silliest thing. Sometimes it would be like getting mugged or something. And like a year later, oh my gosh, this is a dream. I even wrote some of this down. But I've had dreams the last 3 years where I would pray, God, I know you're real and I've seen you in my life. Will you give me some peace? Because, you know, the Holy Spirit's told me, don't put it on your shoulders. It's going to kill you. And, it's God. You got to give it to God, but work hard. So I've had these dreams that it's indescribably heaven, okay? Just unbelievably gorgeous. Everything is so beautiful. It's like 1,000 times Hawaii. But then I could stare into any time, space. It was just in these dreams where it's total completion. You know you're in the presence of God. You can feel the angels there, but you don't really see them. You don't want to look. You're like almost ashamed. And you're in total peace, total completion. And then God's like, well, you understand that, you know, humans see things as like dimensions, and then that's real, but more complex than what your mind can comprehend. But you have a spirit that's already in heaven, already with us, and that your third dimensional manifestation is like a footprint in the sand. And that's all, and you need to understand that's why you need to be in total comfort. And in my spirit, I felt like 30 years younger. I only had like 3 of those dreams, and it was like, I want to stay here. It's like, no, you already are here, but you got to go do this mission, and you got to clean yourself up. You got to get yourself together, because we got really important. That's what it is. And I'm telling you, I couldn't imagine eternity because there would be no time. You're just like, it's beyond ecstasy, beyond anything. I've tried to explain to listeners. It's this total completion, total satisfaction, just like, I mean, you say you experience that all the time.
Sure.
I mean, just talking about it, I feel a little bit of it, but we're talking so intense.
We do in the meetings. I call our meetings a bit of heaven on earth. You know, and people get joy and stuff, which a lot of the people out there hate joy. But, I mean, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
We look at Pentecost and all that. We're supposed to have that. So what about the Christians who I'm not judging, because I'm not certainly perfect myself, but they think we're all supposed to be miserable and unhappy. But the Holy Spirit makes me feel good.
Well, the gospel means good news.
Yeah.
The gospel never means bad news. So, yeah, the Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so we go preach the gospel, and we're not to go condemn people, because they're already condemned if they reject the gospel. But the moment they receive the gospel, then they receive eternal life. And so that's why he sent them out with joy, two by two, to go preach the gospel, the glad tidings, the good news. And people went walking and leaping and praising God. So,
well, what does that dream sound like to you? Because, I mean, I know these dreams are not a figment of my brain. I know the dreams that are real.
Yeah, I believe the Lord's letting you get a little insight into what heaven's going to be like. You wouldn't want to come back. Why would you want to come back to this? That's why, you know, we've got a job of work to do. And then we go home to be with the Lord when we finish running our race, you know.
But I was going off your description from the Bible. I mean, does that sound accurate the way I said it from, or that like you said, our spirits are actually with God?
Well, it's the Holy Spirit that has joined us together with God.
So it's like a connection.
Well, the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of us. And then we are one with Him, even though we're living down here. So obviously, that's why when we get into His Word and we get into His presence, that there's a quickening that takes place. That's why I get people in the meetings to get them under the anointing. I've got to get the people under the presence of God. And in many religious circles, there is no opportunity for people to do that.
And that's just like in science. We know everything is being proven. You know, what the Bible says is really the science. I mean, it's a fact. It's like with a microwave relay tower. It's going off nowhere until you align it with the one 50 miles away, and now they're connected.
Basically, that's what's happening. And then people,
or it's like aiming a satellite dish at a satellite.
You're correct. So people get saved, they get healed, they get delivered from anything that's bothering them, from fear, bondage, addictions, whatever it is. And the Lord sets them free, and then they get peace in their heart. And so then you have to renew your mind to the Word of God and keep the doors closed so you don't allow the enemy back in. Because, you know, if a house is clean and it's not filled, the enemy comes back seven times worse. And the Bible speaks about that in the gospel.
Wow.
So that's why we got to get everybody saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit, which is very, very important. Jesus is the one that instituted that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Powerful. We're going to end this hour. We have the guest host taking over in the fourth hour. And I forget who the great guest host is today. I know it's Jay Dyer tomorrow. Oh, I love Drew Hernandez. Talk about a preacher. You ought to carry this next hour. It's pretty fire and brimstone. But he's been a youth minister and stuff. But he's a very popular TPUSA reporter. And I mean, he goes out and his reports get like 50 million views.
Can I say one thing?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. So if you're watching right now and you don't know Jesus, why don't you invite him into your heart right now and just pray this off to me? Say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. Thank you that you went to Calvary for me, and you died for me, and you shed your blood for me. And today, I confess you as my Lord and my Savior, and I believe that you rose from the dead for me, and one day you're coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a hunger for the God's Word and for the things of God, and give me a holy boldness to preach the gospel. And from this day,
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.